Crazy Mike Podcast. Crazy Mike Podcast. Crazy Mike Podcast. Sitting here being crazy, making a podcast. Yeah, well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take this here opportunity to welcome you to the old Crazy Maker Podcast number one. That's the first damn one, and you's all a part of it. And I just want to say my name, and that name is Danny Dexter. That's me. Don't you forget it. But before I get into that old podcast that I'm supposed to be doing, I'm going to take myself a drink of this here beer. It's one of my favorite things to do, and I ain't going to deprive myself of it just because I'm sitting here doing the podcast. So you give me a second. Be right back with ya. Oh man. This damn thing working? I can't even get them damn doohickeys to work on me. Here I am trying to enter the 22nd century or whatever the hell. Whatever the century is, man. I can't even get the damn. Hey, Ricky. Ricky. Hey, Ricky. Hey, Ricky. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get on over here, man.
Yeah. All right.
Go over here and look at this damn.
All right.
Spandex.
No, no.
Get over here. Look at this damn.
Coming, man. Okay.
Son of a bitch ain't even turned on, I don't bet.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's moving. It's moving.
It's on. It's on.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Hello. Okay. We's back on air, ladies and gentlemen. We's back on air. You're listening to me, and I'm going to drink myself a sip of this here beer. Give me about 2 seconds, I'll be back with you. Man, I love myself a cold beer, I'll tell you what. Not as much as I love my brand new Dexter Dance shoes I got for today. That's right, folks. Head off, got the car. Drove about halfway up the mall, turn around, come back, because I done forgot my wallet, and lost my checkbook about a month ago, so I had to get that wallet, head on back up the mall. I like to go out there at the mall on weekdays, ain't too many kids out there, and sure as hell, got some sales that go on. Y'all might not know about that, they got some sales that go on. At least that's what they tell me, in the middle of the week, about mid-morning. I said, look here. I walk up in that shoe store, I said, listen to me, son. I'm looking for a damn good pair of dance shoes. If I don't find myself some dance shoes in the next 20 to 25 minutes, I just don't know what I'm going to do. And that little feller turns around. He says, hey, or something like that. Something like, hey, we got new dance shoes back there. Something like that, you know. And I says, yeah, y'all got new dance shoes back there. I said, who the hell are we yelling at anyway? He said, that's my boss back there. He sits in the back room, sits back there, waits for me to yell what kind of shoes we got, and he brings them on out. I said, what is this? What the heck? Seriously, you trying to tell me you got one guy sitting back there in the back room, you stand out here in the front side, instead of cutting left and right like you should be doing, he says, cut left, right, what you talking about? I said, man, I am in the wrong damn store. He says, what can I do to get your business, sir. Starts calling me sir. I said, no, son, I'll tell you what. As soon as I come up in here wearing fancy bow ties or got myself a brand new sports blazer on, you can start calling me sir. But until then, you just call me man or dude or something hip like that. So I sure as hell ain't sir. Anyhow. As I walked outside. I walked back outside the store, and he's yelling at me, "Get back in here, you old son of a bitch. Buy some shoes from me." And or something like that. Or maybe something like, "See you later. Have a good day, sir." I ain't sure what he said, but to me, it just sounded like a bunch of damn gibberish. You know what I'm saying? So I walked down the hall about, 8 or 9 steps. Maybe turned the corner left, turned the corner right. Got myself a soda pop. I said, it's like, what'd I say, Ricky?
What?
I told you about that earlier, man.
Yeah.
I said, Chinese checkers.
Chinese checkers.
Chinese checkers. I think I found a gold mine. A gold rush. And staring me right in the eye, a big old placard says, "Dance shoes are here. Dexter Dance shoes. Revolutionary. Everybody wants to dance. Now you can too with this amazing new technology. Rubber soles with the flat bottom." And so I said, "I don't give a god. I don't care where I got to go. I don't care how much money I got to spend. I'm going to give me some of them bastard damn dance shoes." And so I head right over to that damn directory where directory sits up over by the fountain, which is pretty near Arby's. Arby's has got a little store. He's a little chain restaurant. And they's in the mall there. I said, look on the directory. I said, look under shoes, right? And they's got all kinds of stores. But what tipped me off is under the D's was Dexter Outlet. I said, I tell you what. I said to myself, if I head up on there in that damn Dexter Outlet and they ain't got Dexter Dance shoes, and this world done come to a plumb ending. And so when I got there, right there, right in the middle, right in the daggum middle, in all its glory, shining down like flies from heaven, and gold beams and rays of amazing rainbow light. That's just me getting all excited. Was them Dexter Dance shoes. They just sitting right there in the middle. I said, I took one look left. I took one look up. I think next time I took a look down, I could have looked back up, and then looked back to the left, and then I pinched myself, because they's the best looking shoes I ever saw in my life. Not only that, but they's dance shoes, exactly what I was looking for. So I said, look over way, way, way back in the back of the room. There's a gentleman sitting back there, and he says, he gives me that look like, "You want them shoes, don't you?" And I gave him a look back like, "You know I want them shoes. Look at me." So I get up there, I do a damn dance. I do a Ricky. Hey, Ricky.
Yeah.
Remember that dance I told you about?
I
said, you remember that dance I told you about?
Yeah, I know.
Cut like this, like all nice.
Yeah.
Left, cut right.
Yeah.
And I bend real down, get real close to the floor.
And
clank my knees together like a my hands is going back and forth.
I like that, man.
Anyway, I danced for that. I danced for that old man. He said, I tell you what, I'm going to give you a good deal on them Dexter dance shoes. He said, how's $35 sound? I said, I don't know what your name is, man, but $35 sounds pretty good. And then he says to me, how about $45? I said, that sounds pretty good too. Don't sound nearly as good as $35. But whatever you got to do to get me in them damn dance shoes, he says, how about $55? I said, how's about a damn knuckle sandwich for lunch, man? I said, you hungry? He says, I ain't hungry. I said, good, because I was about to serve you up a little sandwich. That's why I said it in the first place. said, how about $35, like you said the first time? He said, okay, you got it, man. I forked over him $35. I just couldn't wait. I put them damn dance shoes on, right there in the mall. And I go dilly-dally, like a tip-top toe dancer. I'm a scooting on by Chick-fil-A, man. I'm a scooting on by the Sonics. I head on out the door. I dance right past my car, man. I danced right on down to Walmart. I walk inside there. I said, what the hell am I doing in Walmart? I'm going to scoot on back my car. This time I danced backwards. I danced backwards all across the street. Damn nearly got run over by a simulator. And like some kind of simulator truck or whatever you call it. Get back in my car. And these shoes is just a tapping on the left. He's tapping up. He's tapping on the seat. He's tapping on the steering wheel, honking my horn. I knew I'd come across something special. Anyhow, about 30 minutes later, they started hurting my feet. I guess I'm going to have to break them damn things in. So, that's about all I got to say about that till I give them another test run. Anyhow.
Well, one thing that's been bugging the daggum hell out of me is this fizzle hissle noise that keeps popping up in the middle of my podcast. It's like a fizzle, crackly noise. It comes in, it goes out, it comes in, it goes out, and just as soon as I think I done fiddled with the knobs and got that damn noise out of there, it pops right back up. So, I wanted to apologize to my listeners out there in Podcastville, or the land of podcast waves, whatever you call it. And I was working on that noise, but I'm going to get back to the podcasting. This episode here, it's been going pretty good so far, I guess. I ain't too sure how long he's supposed to make a podcast. But we's running on about 12 and a half minutes as it is. And I ain't a genius when it comes to lengths of audio delight. But I do know that if you could sit down, if you can sit down at your damn couch with a beer in your hand and talk about day-to-day things that you've come across, and you look down and you've been going on about 12 and a half minutes. Well, I tell you what, you done had a pretty eventful day, because usually it takes me about 2 good minutes to get bored with my coworkers when they's telling me all kinds of nonsense that they's been up to. So if you're still with me, well, glory be to you and to Jesus and his son, baby Jesus, or baby Jesus and his son. Baby Jesus even have a son? Hey, Ricky.
Yeah.
Ricky.
Yeah.
Baby Jesus have a son, or was he the son?
He was a son.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Glory be to the baby Jesus. This has been a Crazy Maker podcast, and I sure hope you enjoyed yourself, because I sure as hell did, and I've been drinking about 8 or 9 beers already in about 14 minutes now, and I'm feeling a little loopy, I'll tell you that. As things are starting to get a little dizzy, and as I sit here and watch these little red lights pop up and down on this radio recording, I start thinking to myself, man, you done had a little too much to drink there, Danny. And then I say back to myself, well, Danny, you could be right. And there's only one way to know, and that's to stand up and see if I can't put my fingers on my nose. If I can, and I ain't been drinking too much, if I can't, then I'm just plumb drunk. So, I'm gonna let you guys get back to your whatever it is you done doing today. I'm gonna give myself a self-proclaimed drunk test, and I'm gonna get on out of here. So, thanks for listening. This has been the Raise the Money Podcast.